Good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. This is the day the Lord has made. We are here to rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you.
Again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End. We're delighted that you've joined us, especially if you're here for the very first time or you've just recently begun attending. We want to extend our hope that you will become a part of our family of faith. Now, there are many ways to do that, but one important way is to get involved in what God is doing in and through this congregation. If you look at that very colorful bulletin insert, you'll see lots of ways you can do that. I'm going to lift up a few. For those of us who are regulars, let me encourage you to begin to wear your name tags. If you don't have a name tag, there is a table in Reed Hall. You can sign up for one in between services. We ask for a $3 donation to help cover the price of the tag. But if you don't have that, we will spot you that if you wear that name tag every Sunday. Okay? It really will help when our new clergy get here to be able to look at you and look right there and associate your name with your face. So please do this for us and especially for them. Speaking of which, the transition, Chris Allen's reception is going to be on June 18th between services. So on June 18th, Chris will be in Reed Hall. There will be a farewell to him. You can thank him for his time of ministry with us and wish him and Erica well as they begin a new congregation in Florida. Also, if you are intending to come to the Tuesday, the 25th, farewell and reception for the broken down old senior pastor who will be retiring, I've been asked to remind you, if you haven't signed up, please do sign up. There's a table in Reed Hall where you can do that. At around 9:45 or 10, we will begin our combined Sunday school class this morning in McWhorter Hall. It is our summer study. It features Michael McCray. Michael will be offering his insights on the current situation of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. And Michael has vast experience in this area. I'll be down there this first Sunday to kind of introduce him and get things started, but he will be continuing through the summer. You can read more about Michael and his qualifications in your bulletin insert. Also, our annual conference, the Tennessee Annual Conference, begins next Sunday, and it will be at Brentwood United Methodist Church. I want to make you aware of two worship services you might want to attend. First of all, on Monday morning, the opening service of conference, the preacher for that service will be the Reverend Carol Cavan Dillon, who is coming here as your senior pastor. And if you would like to come out and hear her, come out and support her, that's 8:30 on Monday the 12th at Brentwood United Methodist Church. And then on the evening of the 13th at 7 p.m., also at Brentwood, there is our service of commissioning, licensing, and ordination. And we have four folks who are going to be involved in that: Chris Allen, Stacy David Heiser Gonzalez, Dane Von Ace, and Brandon Baxter, who will also be coming to us this annual conference. If you would like to celebrate their moving through the stages of ordination, you can do that Tuesday the 13th at 7 p.m. at Brentwood United Methodist Church. Also, I would remind you that our youth mission team to Eleuthera in the Bahamas left early this morning and will be returning next Saturday. I invite you to keep them in your prayers. Don't you just love when there is a big stir around? I mean, kind of like how the Preds are doing so well, right? It's always easy to get on board when somebody's winning. But you know, I spent 6 years in Chicago, and there was a long stretch where to be a Cubs fan took a good deal of discipline and patience. You know, the Holy Spirit works through discipline and patience, just like the Holy Spirit works through the sensational. Stick around, we'll talk about it.
Ooh. Spirit, inspire our hearts with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, energize our lives for the work of God. Come, Holy Spirit, pour your blessing on us. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you. Let us join together in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, last week when we left Jesus' disciples, they were waiting. They didn't know what they were waiting for exactly. Jesus had just told them to wait. That the Holy Spirit was going to be coming to them, but they didn't know exactly what form that would take. They were celebrating a Jewish holiday called Shavuos, the day we call Pentecost. The holiday Shavuos is the Feast of Weeks. It is one of the pilgrimage festivals. It is a time when people bring in the harvest and is often associated with the barley harvest. And in the Jewish tradition, the story that gets associated with this particular holiday is the story of Ruth, a story of a Moabite woman who is incorporated into a family in Israel and becomes the great-grandmother of David the king. So they're celebrating, gathered there in one room in a house. As you recall, there were about 120 of Jesus' followers. And all of a sudden, they hear what sounds like a great wind. It must be like when you're in your house and those straight-line winds start blowing and it sounds like it's going to take the whole house down. Or if you've ever been in the presence or near a tornado, that train sound that comes. Now, it doesn't say that there was a big wind. It said there was a sound like a big wind. And when they looked around, it was as if a light, a flame, hung above each head of each person. It doesn't say their hair was on fire. It just says, as a flame of fire. We're speaking metaphorically here. And then they begin talking. And in their talking, all the people from those various countries that you just heard Aaron read, that's the reason people don't like to read this text, quite frankly, all of those names. They're tough. You did a great job. all of those people hear in their own native language. So there's a miracle of hearing that takes place. When the Holy Spirit comes, these witnesses, as Jesus calls them, are baptized with wind and fire, and all of a sudden the good news of what God is doing is heard, no matter what language you speak, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from. Now that's pretty dramatic, isn't it? I have only experienced one Pentecost that dramatic, and I'm going to tell you about it. It was many years ago when I was serving at Blakemore. We had invited a congregation from Rwanda to worship as part of our worshiping community, although they preferred to have a separate service. Usually that service was in the afternoon, ours was in the morning, and sometimes I would attend their service, and quite frankly, it was quite remarkable to be in a service where the primary language was French, but there were also the languages of the Hutu and the Tutsi, who, if they had been back in Rwanda, would have been butchering each other. But here they were, singing praises to the love of God, shared through Jesus Christ, in a church just down the street. Their pastor, Boniface Centuro, called and asked if they could have a Saturday night gathering in our fellowship hall, because there was a Rwandan evangelist coming through, and they wanted to hear him. I said, of course, that was fine. Well, on that Saturday night, which was the Saturday night just before Pentecost Sunday, he called and said that the evangelist had been delayed at the airport. Could they still do it on Sunday morning? I said, sure. So, as we gathered upstairs in the sanctuary, immediately below us, the Rwandan congregation gathered with their various languages. And the remarkable thing was that as we worshiped upstairs, every time we got silent, we could hear those languages coming up through the floor. The language of the Hutu and the Tutsi, French and English, and a combination of the two, rising among us. And it was the first time I had experienced the kind of Pentecost that's described in the New Testament. In fact, it's the only time the Holy Spirit comes in that form in the New Testament. Ordinarily, when the Holy Spirit comes with its wind and fire, it's a much quieter experience. In fact, I've experienced that here, that wind and fire. And those people who ordinarily would have been on the outside welcomed inside. Before I came here, this congregation decided they were going to welcome everyone. Before the denomination, they decided it did not matter what race or ethnicity you were welcome. This was in the 60s. And then a few years ago, we decided that it didn't matter if you were gay or straight, and so the LGBTQ community was welcomed as part of this congregation. That is the Holy Spirit and fire. That too is Pentecost. Whenever people can hear in the way they can best understand the good news of God's love for them specifically, especially when those persons have been ignored or neglected or pushed to the margins, it's Pentecost. Example number two. I hadn't been here too long until two mothers came to me. They were representing the Children's Council, and their request was that we try a children's time in our worship service. Would I be open to that, was the question. I said, sure. I'd done that everywhere else I'd ever been. So they prepared a proposal. They took it to the worship committee. Actually, the proposal suggested that we just have it at one service and that we try it for 6 months. And if it wasn't working, we could just stop it. They did a great job of presenting it. The worship committee understood what they were trying to do, understood the value of that. And so they suggested we do it at both services. Well, some of you remember when we started that, don't you? After 2 or 3 weeks, there's no way you could have stopped it. We have that children's time at every service except Communion Sundays. We won't have it today. But as one of those moms walked out on that first Sunday, she said to me, "You just told the story you would have told in the sermon anyway, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, because you don't have to speak down to children. You just speak in very concrete terms and you welcome them into this community. Children are not always welcome in worship. Children are squirmy. They're noisy. They don't always sit upright and pay attention the way we want them to. And thank God for that, because they are the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place, disrupting our nicely ordered and planned worship. It's Pentecost. And when you see the children come up here, some of the comments they make, some of the questions they ask, they are hearing the good news in the way that they can understand it. And it's Pentecost. Every time a child of God, no matter what age, is welcomed into this congregation and told about God's love in the way that they can understand it, it's Pentecost. Now, if you notice, we have scads of children who come up for our children's time, and we're having sometimes 2 and 3 baptisms a week. The Holy Spirit and fire. The third example I want to give, and there are lots of these. I won't keep you here all day, but there are lots of these. Several years ago, some folks came and had heard about a program that was taking place at another United Methodist church, had asked if we might be interested in hosting this program. It was called Sunny Day. The Sunny Day program was a program that welcomed folks who were suffering from mild dementia and gave their caregivers a break. They sang songs, they had lunch, they socialized. They had children from the preschool come and visit them. Occasionally, they would have a storyteller. Whenever people who might otherwise be pushed to the margins, whose gifts might be neglected because we can't see them, are welcomed into this congregation, it's Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has come and baptized us with wind and fire once again. And now, the only reason we can't take more folks into that program is that we don't have enough volunteers. We've got plenty of people who want to come. We just need more people who will come on a Sunday, on a Monday during the middle of the day and be a friend to someone whose memory is being erased from the present going backward. Perhaps even hold some of those memories for them and hear those stories over and over and over again and nod each time and smile each time. Because you see, wherever the love of God is shown to people in a way they can understand it, it is Pentecost. Every time. It doesn't have to be dramatic. But it has to be this. It has to be that someone who has not heard about the love of God, or has heard about it and forgotten, the love of God for them as a child of God. Not because of who they are or what they've done, but because God is God and God is love. Whenever they hear that good news, it's Pentecost all over again. I'm going to say we ought to have Pentecost every day. Not just every Sunday, every day. Because every day we have opportunities to share the love of God with someone who has not heard that, or has been told they don't deserve it, or has been pushed aside and neglected. And every time we share that love, it is Pentecost once again. Now, you're going to have two new staff members coming, Carol and Brandon, and you're going to have the opportunity to share that love with them. If you love them the way you have loved the rest of your staff here, it's going to be great. I can't even begin to tell you what the Holy Spirit is going to do in this congregation with these new leaders and you working with them. What I will tell you is it may not be sensational. It could be, but it may not be sensational. But working with them and your current staff, you're going to be able to share the love of God with people who do not believe they are loved by God or anyone else. And every time you do that, it will be Pentecost. I want to end with a blessing. This book was given to me by a friend. It's a book by John O'Donohue, an Irish poet and mystic. It's called To Bless the Space Between Us. It's a book of blessings. I'm just loving it. I want to read you a blessing and leave you with this blessing. Like the joy of the sea coming home to shore, may the relief of laughter rinse through your soul. As the wind loves to call things to dance, perhaps the wind of the Spirit, may your gravity be lightened by grace. Like the dignity of moonlight restoring the earth, may your thoughts incline with reverence and respect. As water takes whatever shape it is in, so free may you be about who you become. As silence smiles on the other side of what's said, may your sense of irony bring perspective. As time remains free of all that it frames, may your mind stay clear of all that it names. May your prayer of listening deepen enough to hear in the depths the laughter of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. My name is Chris Allen, and we welcome all who gathered to worship with us today. If you are a guest among us, we extend a special welcome to you. We are glad you are here, and we will hope that you will join us for coffee and fellowship in Reed Hall following the service. Reed Hall is just out the doors to your right here. Our Andrew ministers would also love to greet you and answer any questions you may have about West End. They'll be stationed in Reed Hall and also at the rear of the sanctuary in the narthex. These Andrew ministers can be identified by their blue name tags. Also, in the pew racks in front of you, there are gray cards that are for prayer requests. If you have prayer requests, please indicate if they're confidential or to be shared, and place those in the offering plates when they come down each pew. Also, if you haven't had a chance, there's a black attendance pad that are near the center aisle of each pew. If you will find those and record your attendance with us and pass those along the row. At this time, we now receive gifts too numerous to count. Now we have a chance to give back and give thanks with joy.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God of all people, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On Pentecost, you baptized Jesus' followers with the Holy Spirit and with fire, and sent them forth as witnesses to all the world. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, our Lord took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this, drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith. Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. I invite you to join with me in that prayer that Jesus taught to those he called brothers and sisters and friends, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." This is our Lord's table, and you are all invited. You don't have to be United Methodist. You don't have to be a baptized Christian. If you're seeking a new or renewed relationship of love with God and your neighbor, you're welcome to come and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. We invite you to come after the choir has communed by way of the center aisle, kneel at the chancel rail, extend your hand. You'll receive the bread first and then the cup. When you have taken both elements, you're welcome to remain at the chancel rail for a time of prayer or simply return to your seat by way of the side aisles. If you need to be served in the pew, just catch my eye or the eye of one of the ushers. We'll be glad to serve you there. If you need a gluten-free option, simply tell your server that, and we will have a gluten-free option. Aaron, on the end of the line there, will be glad to serve you that. Every month, we take an offering at our communion service, and this month, that offering goes to benefit TIME, Teen Intern and Mentoring Experience. We have partnered with Freedom Schools, which was created by the Children's Defense Fund to help boost literacy and stop loss of learning the summer break for children who are in school. And you can read more about this in your bulletin insert if you'd like to know more about these interns that we are helping to sponsor. And if you would like to support that sponsorship, there are two plates next to the front pews. You're welcome to leave your offering there. My friends, these are the gifts of God for all God's people. Thanks be to God. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. You have given yourself to us, Lord. Your love has made us a new people. Your glory has filled our hearts. Go forth in peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always.